From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other group of seven foreign ministers are in Hiroshima, Japan for talks. They visited a World War II peace memorial today. The U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, which led to the end of the war in 1945. On day one of their talks, the ministers dealt with many issues, including North Korea's threat to the region and the world. We asked Ritsumeikan Asia-Pacific University scholar Yorichiro Sata what Japan wants of the U.S. in dealing with North Korea.
Japan collectively with the United States supported the new U.N. sanctions, which tightens containment of North Korean effort to develop nuclear weapons. So Japan wants U.S. to take tough measures against North Korea.
Sato also noted that China's interest in the South China Sea was a big part of Sunday's discussions among the G7 foreign ministers. The U.N.'s envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ul Sheikh Ahmed, welcomed today what just began a cessation of hostilities. The truce is between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. They are pledging to support the ceasefire. It comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. A three-day referendum for Sudan's Darfur region begins today despite concerns from the U.S. that it could not be credible and would also undermine the current peace process. The vote will determine whether the region will keep its five states or reunite in one entity. An estimated 3 million people still displaced from the Darfur conflict. This is VOA News.